The London Eye Mystery by Siobhan Dowd, read by Paul Checker. Chapter 1. A Giant Bicycle Wheel in the Sky. My favourite thing to do in London is to fly the eye. On a clear day, you can see for 25 miles in all directions because you are in the largest observation wheel ever built. You are sealed into one of the 32 capsules with the strangers who are next to you in the queue. And when they close the doors, the sound of the city is cut off. You begin to rise. The capsules are made of glass and steel and are hung from the rim of the wheel. As the wheel turns, the capsules use the force of gravity to stay upright. It takes 30 minutes to go a full circle. From the top of the ride, Kat says London looks like Toy Town and the cars on the roads below look like abacus beads going left and right and stopping and starting. I think London looks like London, and the cars like cars, only smaller. The best thing to see from up there is the River Thames. You can see how it loops and curves, but when you are on the ground, you think it is straight. The next best thing to look at is the spokes and metallic horses of the eye itself. You are looking at the only cantilevered structure of its kind on Earth. It is designed like a giant bicycle wheel in the sky, supported by a massive A-frame. It is also interesting to watch the capsules on either side of yours. You see strangers looking out, just like you are doing. The capsule that is higher than yours becomes lower than yours, and the capsule that is lower becomes higher. You have to shut your eyes because it makes a strange feeling go up your esophagus. You are glad the movement is smooth and slow. And then your capsule goes lower, and you are sad because you do not want the ride to end. You would like to go round one more time, but it's not allowed.